Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tulamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no relief pitcher I'd rather be talking to right now in the world than Jordan Romano. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Yeah, kind of done for the game. Just got a game coming up here. So, yeah, easy day.
So talk to me about, like, this, your sort of world. I mean, switching teams. Every time you switch teams, there's different things. There's different things you have to get to know. You try to remain the same. Maybe you learn some things. What's it been? I know that's a bit long question.
Yeah,
what's it been like?
Yeah, I describe it like it's new cadet school. Just learning everyone, getting to know everyone, the names, a lot of new staff and stuff and how they do things here. But transition here has been pretty easy. Guys have been really welcoming. Staff's been awesome. So at the end of the day, it's just baseball, right? Once you get on the field, it's you've been doing this forever. So it's been pretty seamless so far.
I talked to you at the All-Star game a couple of years ago in Los Angeles. Since then, this is another big, broad question. What have you learned about yourself?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just to be you. You know what I mean? I have a certain way of pitching that's a little different than others, I'm just going to be me no matter the situation. I think it's just more finding yourself, what makes you good, what doesn't, just kind of sticking to those things that make you perform well.
You say different, be you. Okay.
Yeah.
The obvious question, I know it's your you show yourself on the mound or whatever. Is that the biggest thing?
I would say so, yeah. I feel like when I was coming up, I would, in the bullpen, joke around, just like make sure everyone's comfortable around me and stuff like that. But now, when it's time to work, I don't really want to joke around. I don't really want to talk. Like, when it's time to work, just need my space.
So is that a closer thing? I mean, again, is that like, okay, listen, I got to lock in. I know what I'm doing. I know what I am. I know how this works. All of that.
Pretty much. I would describe it as that, yeah.
Yeah. So is it, when did you realize that? When did you learn that? When did, like, that sort of click in to, this is the best way to be a closer in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think it was just, for me, that was just, I realized, like, in 2020, that was the best way for me to pitch. 2019, I got called up, struggled, and I was like, all right, things need to change, I kind of looked at, Ken Giles was our closer at the time,
yeah.
And I was like, all right, what, kind of pick up tips from him? What does he do? Okay, when he comes in the bullpen, he's not joking around. He's not messing around. It's like all business, right? So, like, I kind of picked up that and a few things along the way. So, yeah, that's what I'd say 2020, that's kind of where I started it. And, yeah, I feel like that's gives me the best chance for success.
And obviously, when you're injured, you miss playing baseball, but also missing the adrenaline.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing in life that like
no,
that, right?
No, for sure. Yeah, that really got me thinking, especially like when I'm, you know, actually done playing down the line. I was like, what am I going to do to get this?
There's no entrance music to like...
No, there's nothing.
The MLBPA.
Yeah, I was just coming in and, you know, rehabbing and stuff. There's no juice throughout the day. Yeah. It was tough, man. Rehab's not a fun place, but yeah, got through it, did that, and yeah, now we're back.
So the last thing is, I know that the entrance music stuff and that is like a cliche question, yeah, but I still like it. When was the first time you remember seeing one?
Oh, I think it was maybe 22. I think, okay. Yeah, 2022, I'm pretty sure they said that they were, yeah, 2022. They said that they had like a little entrance for me. I didn't know what it was going to be.
You
like.
Don't know, yeah.
And I remember, step out of the bullpen and the lights kind of like go dark and I'm like, whoa, like,
okay. You had no idea what's
I had
coming.
No idea,
really?
Like what the production was going to be. They had the red lights going and stuff, but I actually grew to like it, you know. It gave you some extra adrenaline there.
Was that first or was it just sort of like
no, definitely surprising. Yeah. Everyone was just kind of like, whoa. Yeah. And you know, I get made fun of. They always they call me Light Show. You know, hey, Light Show.
Why? If everyone wants a Light Show.
I know, but they just gave me crap, but all in good fun. But yeah, grew to like it.
What's your favorite other than you're not? You're going to power rank that. We love a good power ranking.
Oh, man.
I mean, because obviously we have, you know, the Timmy Trumpets. We have the...
Yeah, Timmy Trumpets.
We have, I like Felix Batista, the Wire.
Yeah, the Wire. That
subtle,
one, that
yeah,
one's
very
really
subtle,
good.
Yeah.
Duran in Minnesota, that one is sweet. I've seen Doval in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I saw that a little bit last year. I didn't see it in real life, but that one looked pretty crazy.
But I think this good thing is like when, you know, when we think of these, obviously we think of Diaz, Timmy Trumpets and everything, going back, I can go back Papelbon and what. Mm-hmm. But now I think you're an exclusive club because yours was so good.
Yeah.
People think of you.
Like, no, it was actually really cool when I would talk to fans, like if we won or lost, they would just be like, oh man, I couldn't wait for the Light Show. So it was really entertaining for them and they seem to really enjoy it. I did too.
All right. Well, wish best for you.
All right. Thank you.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.